Vanoggend se diens gaan so klein bietjie anders lyk as normaalweg. So net om bietjie terug te kyk, die afgelope kwartaal het ons stilgestaan by intimiteit met God. So I'm going to try and do it in English for Uncle Cliff. So what we look back the past term and our focus was intimacy with God, and we looked at prayer, fasting, the Sabbath, spending time in the Word, solitude time, alone time with God, and also meditating on God's Word and Scripture. And what stood out for me is that it's not through the spiritual disciplines that our lives changed, but the spiritual disciplines, they put us in front of God so that He can change us. It's not the emphasis is not on the discipline, but it's on God. The disciplines only allow us to put ourselves before God so that He can transform us. I think the next slide. So the spiritual disciplines allow us to place ourselves before God so that He can transform us. It's not the discipline. It's not willpower. I'm going to pray today. I'm going to spend time in the Word. But it's just allowing ourselves, putting ourselves before God so that He can transform us. So every now and then through, I think it happens at least 3 times throughout the year, I ask myself the question, why am I going to church? What is it all about? Because I grew up in a very traditional household where you must go to church every Sunday. Otherwise, it's just part of the tradition. It's part of the culture to go to church. And a lot of us didn't have that real intimate relationship with God. It was just the norm in our family, the norm in our culture to go to church every Sunday. So every once a while, I ask myself, why am I going to church? What is church all about? And I think Colin touched on it this morning about church is a family, the bride of Christ. And so I looked throughout the Word. Before we go to the next slide, I want to encourage you or even challenge you, if you must explain church to an unbeliever or to your child, only using the Bible. Only using the Bible to describe church. Not our preconceived ideas, the way we grew up. I wonder how it will look. I wonder how church will look if we only use the Bible to describe it. And I think it will look a bit different than we do it every Sunday. But I want to encourage you, go and search the Scriptures. Go and ask God, what is His heart? So what I've done is I went through Scriptures and I looked through what is the metaphor. I looked at different metaphors for the church, but also the function of church. So just to help me to understand and also for us to understand what is the function of the church. So I'm just quickly going to go through it. The metaphors of the church, we see it's the bride of Christ, the body of Christ, and we know our body can't function without each part working, you know? So it's an active, it's something active. Everybody is participating. Just go to the next slide. The church is an army. So again, it's active. Everybody's involved. Everybody has a part to play. In not only certain people playing a part, so everybody's active in it. We are the branches of the vine. Again, go to the next slide. We are the family of God. We are God's priesthood. I think the last one, we are the salt and light. And what I see through just going through the New Testament is that church, everybody must be involved. Everybody must play a part in church, and not only a select few. And I think God's heart is you have a specific gift, and we need that gift. every Sunday. So let's go to the next slide. So I looked at what is the different functions of the church, and I'll send this through with ask Judy to send it to you. But when we get together or as a church, we must worship God. We are being added to the church through baptism, the Lord's Supper. We must remember what Christ did for us on the cross. Praying and confessing of sin and fellowship. There's discipline, sharing of wealth, singing, fasting, evangelism and mission is part of church. Taking care of each other's needs, teaching and advising one another, fellowship and encouragement, and reading the word. And I've put all the scriptures on the right-hand side, so I'll send it through to you just to go and search it for yourself. And if you go to the next slide, Ivan, I see going to church is more like going to the gym. Everybody must be involved. It's this active, almost actief, betrokken, van ons kerk te kom, en ek sien dis meer, ek sien die prentjie van allemaal wat na gym toe gaan. Everybody that's going to the gym, working out, playing a part, rather than the next one, if you go to the next slide. Okay, let me first read Corinthians 14:26. What then is the right course, believers? When you meet together, each one has a psalm, a teaching, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. Let everything be constructive and edifying and done for the good of all the church. Each one has a psalm, a teaching, a revelation. So when we get together, each one of us must play an active role in church. Each one of us must bring the gift that God has placed in our hearts to be part of the body, to share the word of encouragement, to sing a song, to share the testimony of God's goodness throughout the week, and not only a select few people. And this is the picture that I see throughout scripture. It's more like going to the gym. And sometimes church looks like this, like going to the movies. We sit and we watch like someone sharing in front the word. And I want to encourage but also challenge us, let's go and seek the scriptures. Let's, each one of us, let's play an active role in church, because we are the body, we are the army, we are branches, we are the family of God. And we are supposed to be active in, we are the church. The church is not a building that we go to on a Sunday, but we are the church. You can take the building away, but the church will remain because we are the church. And I want to encourage us to, next Sunday when we come to church, come ready with a word, with a song, with a testimony. We are going to the gym and not to the movies. But also, I also want to encourage you to search the scriptures for yourself and let God reveal just his heart for church to you. And I'll send through all the scriptures as well. So this morning, we're going to do church the active way, not going to the movies, but going to the gym. Everybody's going to participate. Everybody's going to share a word of encouragement or a piece of scripture. I can see eyes going up. How is this going to work? Don't worry. Don't worry. So if you go to the next slide, Ivan. So this morning, we're going to do church in three parts. We're going to look back, we're going to look up, and we're going to look forward. I always, when we do discipleship training, we train our disciples with this model. If you need to go and plant a church, if God is calling you to plant a church somewhere in the world, you can use this model. If you want to start a discipleship group in your workplace, you can use this model. A lot of our guys is starting discipleship small groups on the sports field using this model. So it's so flexible and everybody's active. It's like going to the gym. It's not only a select few who is living out their passion. Okay, so looking back, I'm just going to quickly describe, Ivan, if you can just go back one slide, how we're going to do it. So when we look back, Rian also mentioned it in his word when he came forward, is we're going to share what are we thankful for this morning, each and everyone. But we're going to first divide into groups of, I think, let's do four people in a group. But husband and wife can't sit together. People you know quite well, don't sit with them. I want to stretch. Normally, when we are out of our comfort zone, that's where God meets us, and that's where we grow. So I want us to go, not now, I'll tell you when, but we're going to divide into groups of four people, not husband and wife, together, or people that you know well. And in that small group, we're going to look back, look up, and look forward. So looking back is, we're going to look at three questions. So what are you thankful for? Okay. What are you thankful for this morning? That's our worship unto God, part of our worship. I'm going to share, you can share a testimony as well of God's goodness throughout the week. The second question is, what has been challenging for you during the week? What is difficult for you? So I'll leave it on the board as well. And that will help us to pray for each other or also to serve each other, maybe in a practical way. And then the last question in looking back is, what did we learn last time when we got together? So I know some of us, we did a social up in the Bokkefield. Maybe the previous week's sermon of restoring intimacy with God in a digital world. So if you weren't there, just share what you've learned the last time you were in church and how did you obey that word. Because we sometimes Sunday after Sunday we come to church, but we don't walk in obedience to what we've heard. Okay? So the number three in looking back is, what did we learn last time when we got together? Okay? Then the second part is looking up. Then we're going to look at God's word, and I'll give you a specific scripture that we all be looking at. We're going to be asking three questions. What does the scripture say? What does the scripture mean? And how will I obey the scripture when I walk out from church today? How will I obey? And then the last part, looking forward, is to whom will I share this? That I don't want to keep it only to myself, this word that I received this morning. I want to share it with other people as well. And that's evangelism. We're going to share God's goodness with other people and not only keeping it to ourselves. So that's how we're going to do church today. It's like going to the gym rather than going to the movie. So everybody's going to be active and sharing their heart and encouraging one another. So I'm going to give a moment just to find three other people. Form a group with people that you don't know. Take your Bible with you, and then we'll start. Okay, ready, set, go. Almal in 'n groep. Okay, so Ivan, as jy na die volgende skyfie toe kan gaan, asseblief. So daar's die drie vrae. Ek dink ons gaan so 10 minute stil staan by looking back. So ons terugkyk. So what are you thankful for? It's gratitude to God and part of our worship. Okay? So worship isn't only with the instrument, singing, but also through thankfulness and sharing of testimonies. And then number two, what has worried you this week? And what do you need to make the situation better? And it just gives an opportunity for us to pray for each other and also practical service. And what did we talk about last week? It's for an accountability and understanding. So, kom ons staan stil by hierdie drie vrae. Ons gaan so 10 minute gee, hopelijk kry almal 'n geleentheid om te deel en dan beweeg ons na die volgende gedeelte toe. Is ons almal op dieselfde bladsy? Ja, good. Excuse almal. Ek wil net vir julle aanmoedig om met die laaste vraag te begin. Is almal al daar? Begin met 3. Okay, good. Okay, dit lyk asof almal min of meer deur al 3 vrae is. So ek wil hê ons moet aangaan na die volgende gedeelte en dan gaan ons weer 10 minute stilstaan by dit. Okay, so die eerste vraag is, what does the scripture say? It helps us to personally discover the word of God. Second one, what does the scripture mean? To see if we understand the scripture. And the last part, what will I do to obey the scripture? Okay, so we don't only want to be hearers of the word, we want to be doers of the word. I just wanted to look at one quick scripture, if you go to the next slide. It's a lawyer asking Jesus the following question. Teacher, or Jesus, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And then Jesus said to him, what is written in the law? How do you understand it? So Jesus is not giving him the answer. Jesus is asking another question. What is written in the law? How do you read it? And he answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. He said to him, you have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live. Walk in obedience to this, and you will live. And in the New Testament, I think Jesus was asked about 53 questions, and he only answered 3 of those questions. Every time he, when somebody asked him a question, he answered a question back. Instead of just giving the answer, he's directing us to the Word of God. And we want to follow the same pattern that we see in Scripture. Instead of me just giving you the message, we want each one of us to go to the Word of God. So the Scripture that we'll be looking at, if you go to the next slide, Deuteronomy 6, verse 4 to 7, and then we're going to just go one back with the questions, yeah. So then we're going to go through all 3 questions again. What does the scripture say? What does it mean? And what will I obey? So 10 minutes. Ready, set, go. Okay. Can you guys see why question number 3 is so important? Because every Sunday we come to church, but are we really obeying the message, the Word of God? And in a setting like this, it's really practical. What will you obey after hearing the Word of God? And what is special for me is if I had to share on this specific scripture, I would share a specific part of my understanding, but now we get an opportunity to learn from each other. And each one has a different perspective on the scripture, but that is still true, and it's so much richer than me bringing a one-dimensional message. But in diversity, we are learning, and together, God is revealing himself to us in an intimate way. So I just want to share another way of doing church, almost like small group, but where everybody is active in discovering and sharing the Word of God. Let's go to the last part quickly. So looking forward, the coming week, think of the week, the coming week, what is my decision according to the scripture before we meet next time? Okay, I think some of you've touched on it before. And then the last part is, with whom will you share what I've learned today? We can't only keep the truth only to ourselves. We must share it with other people. And I want to encourage you not to share, okay, I'll share it with my family at home, or I'll share it with my colleagues at work, but be specific. I will share it with Peter, who is my neighbor. Give one or two specific names. Be really specific and not be too general. I want to encourage you to be specific. So I think I'm only going to give 4 or 5 minutes for the last part, question number 1 and 2. Okay, so ready, set, go. So I see most of us are done. If you need more time, can you just indicate like 1 minute if you need more time? Okay, all of us are done. I think Rian is bringing the message next Sunday, and hallelujah. Amen. So I want to encourage you before we start the message next Sunday, just to look back again. Did we obey what we've discovered from the Word? And how was it to sharing with somebody else what we've discovered here? Sometimes people say, yo, it was too difficult. I didn't have the courage. But then we can pray together. God, we pray for boldness. We pray for opportunities. Like Paul prayed in Colossians 4. God, I pray that you open door for your message. So sometimes it's difficult for us. But also, we can share testimonies of, yo, I did it for the first time. And the guy received the word, and something changed in my heart, but also in his life. Just to create an opportunity where we can share what we've obeyed throughout the week, rather than just going to a next message, but just looking back for a moment to see, did we obey the word of God? If you go to the next slide, I think it's the functions of church again. And I want to conclude with this. So during our time together in the gym and not in the movies, in the cinema, we worshiped God by sharing what we were thankful for. I don't know if somebody was baptized in your group. the Lord's Supper, praying and confessing, fellowship, discipline, sharing of wealth, singing, fasting, okay, evangelism and missions, taking care of each other's needs, teaching and advising one another, fellowship and encouraging, reading the word. Almost all the functions of church happened in your small group. Isn't it amazing? And I just want to share a different perspective on church. That was the heart of this morning. And remember, going to the gym versus going to the movies. You have something to give, and you are part of the body. So let's be active in participating, being part of the body. And my prayer is also that we create more opportunities and space for everybody to live out their talent, their gifts. Because together we are so much stronger, but we can learn from each other. Rather than me standing here and giving you one perspective, that is true, but it's so much better if we can learn from each other. I think there's one more slide. So teach people to personally discover God's truth and how to obey it. Let's teach other people to discover the Word of God, rather than just teaching them, but let's equip them to understand God's Word for themselves, so that they're not dependent on me or a pastor, but dependent on Jesus and the Word of God. Obedience is more important than knowledge. It's not about how much you know, but can you apply what we've discovered from God's Word? And also, some of us are small group leaders. Let others facilitate the small group. Then we equip others to be leaders as well, while we are doing small group. And it's such an simple process. Next time at work or on the sport field or in your house, just remember, look back, look up, look forward, and you can do a whole church, what do you call it, a Sunday service by just looking back, looking up, looking forward. And I think the gospel is not difficult, it's that simple. And lives are being changed through that. One last thing I want to leave with you. I'm busy reading a book of a guy that he's doing research on the disciples' lives. And in his book, he's writing that all the disciples was under the age of 20. Only Paul was about 22 because he was married. And through those 11, 12 people, they've changed the whole world. How much can a teenager know? They only obeyed the simple truth that they received. So let's be dependent on the Holy Spirit, and let's walk in obedience to the word that we've received, and lives will be changed. Now let's pray together.